Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, David Gilmour. You guys are breaking my heart. Want to know why? Stick around for today's Rockin' Rant.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant number 20. And today we're going to be talking about these guys that auction off these amazing instruments that made this amazing music to places and companies where the guitar was put in a glass case and never played again. Travesty. But first, it is Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. The website has all the links to all the different shows that we do, including our daily show, our weekly show with Rock Rage Radio Live, and a lot of artist interviews. So there's a lot of cool stuff there at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. All right. I know that these guys do this as it's done for charity, but there are things that are more important than charity. And one of them, the more important things, is music. And if you have instruments like Eric Clapton's Blackie and Brownie and David Gilmour's guitars and Keith Richards' Les Paul, Edge's Les Paul, these instruments were used to make some of the most iconic music that has defined what music is. And no, they are not just tools. These are instruments made out of wood that have real mojo to them. And if they were put in the hands of the right people, would continue to make absolutely amazing music. First of all, a guitar sitting behind a glass case is never going to make another sound ever again. It's one of the saddest things ever. I hate that when I go to the Hard Rock Cafe and I see Ted Nugent's guitar or this guitar, that guitar. That guitar needs to be in somebody's hand and needs to be making music. It needs to be rocking out. We could have more care into where these instruments go to. I mean, some of these instruments, the artist has passed away, like Jimi Hendrix, like Jerry Garcia. Those instruments just shouldn't be put up for auction. They should go to people who will actually play them. Younger players, guys that are really, really awesome. If you want to auction them off to guys that are going to actually play them. I understand you wouldn't take Eric Clapton's 335 out to the local bar, for a jam night or something like that. You know, you'd probably get like clunked over the head. Somebody would steal it off of you and they would go and sell it to make money. But they could still be used to be making music in studios, writing, things like that. They could be being played on a lot of records. And I think that you get the point of what I'm saying here. It's just a personal thing I just disagree with. How do you feel about it? Are you cool with these guys, just throwing these instruments out there, not going to be played? I mean, that's the thing that really kicks me in the ass, is they're not going to be played. I mean, the guitar that David Gilmour used on all these amazing songs, played the Live at Pompeii and Dark Side of the Moon and these amazing solos, this iconic music, and this guitar is going to be, in somebody's, hanging somewhere in a museum or something like that. That's wrong. It's just wrong. The guitar needs to be making music. But how do you feel about it? That's my opinion. I have some wacky ideas, I know. All right, guys, thanks for popping in with me. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is our website, as I said before. We got some people watching live tonight. If you'd like to know more about that, you'd like to be able to party with us live, you'd like to access to some exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation, some behind-the-scenes stuff, LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle is where you can go to get information on all that. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I don't know. If you think I'm full of crap, let me know. Or if you agree with me, let me know. What do you think about it? What do you think about these artists just auctioning off these instruments that literally go into like a black hole? All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Thanks.